And then at the end of the war, they all came back. They both came back.
He took up the offer to work for the office in London. Civil assistant in the War Office was how later we were allowed to describe what he did.
Which was basically the continuation of the wartime MI5.
Yes. But, you know, I didn't know it was MI5 until I worked it out in the 70s or whatever.
Yeah.
And then... Is it okay? And so they came back to London and... As I said, they were sent to Singapore, and I know my mother didn't like it very much in Singapore, but I think then he was working with Chinese communist insurgencies and whatever. Yeah. But, you know, I don't know how... They were only there 6 months, maybe okay. 8 months. And when the opportunity to come back to Gibraltar occurred, that was absolutely fantastic.
So they came back in... You were born in...
I was born in 47, so I was already there. I had my second birthday party in Singapore. And then they came back by sea, of course, as everybody did in those days. They came back on various different ships, working their way back from Singapore. They had to stop in Madras and they had to stop in Genoa and wait for the last bit to get to Gibraltar. But my mother, of course, was really pleased to come back to Gibraltar because her mother was still living in Jerez at the time. So that was lovely for us because we had a grandmother just up the road.
So he actually came back in 1950
yes.
as the head of the DSO office yes. himself.
So. Yes, yes. And we lived then in the house in 10 Governors Lane. And as far as I remember, his office was in College Lane. I only remember seeing it towards the end of our time here.
Yeah.
And I haven't really been able to identify where it was because everything's changed so much. But I remember in 55 when we were packing up, we went into this office where there was a sort of counter and we went behind. There was a big cupboard full of posters of the Queen, the coronation and the Commonwealth tour and everything. So we took some of those home. But so when we were here in 1950 to 1955, I don't know what his work actually entailed at the time until the Queen's visit.
Well, of course, in 1955, the main event there was the royal visit after the coronation. Can you remember anything around that?
Yes, I remember it pretty well because, of course, it was very exciting. The schools all gathered to watch the Queen and Prince Philip driving around. And I was in the Brownies at the time, but I don't think I was part of the Brownies that was on display then. I think I was too young, but my father was of course incredibly involved with the security for the Queen's visit and liaising with police and who knows else, and so I think it was only 2 days. It was May 1954. It was only 2 days that they were here, but it was a lot of work for him. And I know that after the visit we went for a holiday to Torremolinos, which was completely undeveloped then. It was a lovely spot for him to relax and recover from the stresses and strains, because relations with Franco, I think, were possibly his main concern, really, because after the war, otherwise, I don't know what the security problems would have been here, except that everybody had to keep an eye on Spain all the time, and that there were certainly, I'm sure, potentially serious threats from Spain on the Queen's visit. And so I imagine that there were a lot of precautionary measures taken. I think the thousands of workers who used to come in every day, were not allowed in for the visit. There were special arrangements made for maids and so on to stay overnight so that they didn't have to go to and fro and perhaps not be allowed in
again.
And
is that why, you know, 5 years, your father stayed here 5 years?
Ah, well, I don't know. I hadn't thought of that. I just thought that they were asked if they would stay on. But perhaps you're right. I hadn't thought of that, that with the knowledge
length
that the Queen might be... Yes,
yeah.
Yes. So, I know that my parents were invited to the dinner and reception in the convent. And my mother wrote a memoir of what she thought about being introduced to the Queen and so on, which I must do something with.
And what did she think?
She thought the Queen was very beautiful, very small, smaller than you would expect. And I think she was very impressed. And I should say that my father and mother used to vote in opposite directions all their lives. I mentioned that my father had a sort of socialist background. He used to read Guardian. He always voted Labour. My mother always voted Conservative, was a monarchist through and through. I don't know what... But anyway, my father worked for the Crown, so there we are. And they were both very... they were both very sort of principled people, very loyal and committed to their work.
They must have been, because they lived through a pretty tumultuous and horrendous, you know, really unsettling period.
Yes, well, indeed, being in Gibraltar during the war, I mean, you couldn't know which way the war was going to turn.
No.
So looking back on it afterwards, of course, they had a wonderful war. They met each other, my mother being my father's secretary. They had to keep their relationship semi-quiet because I remember my mother saying one of the other ATS women was sent back for canoodling. And so I'm sure that they kept their relationship very proper, but I guess that everyone in the office knew that, you know, they were an item and that they were engaged. And
but operationally, they both in 40-45, they acted as very much as a pair. She worked typing up his notes.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then accompanied him sometimes.
Yes, yes. We don't know how much she accompanied him in Spain, but she certainly did sometimes, yes. And, yes. So, they... so, I don't know how soon it was after they met, before they decided that they would carry on... and see if they could develop some sort of relationship. But I know that my mother used to complain that when she arrived, she was supposed to have been met by my father, as she was going to work for him as his secretary. She was supposed to be met, but he was out on somebody's yacht, which is quite amusing, really, because neither of them were really boating people. And although they did their courting, as I may have said before, in the yacht club, it was more socialising than going out on boats. But I think they must have actually clicked, as we would say nowadays, quite early on, because we have a few letters from my father where he's writing back to his parents saying that he's his new secretary, Molly Spencer. Well, of course, I don't know. It's not the letters from my father we have, it's the letters from his parents to him, commenting, saying that she sounds a lovely girl and, you know, they're very pleased for him and all the rest of it. And the sad thing, of course, was that once they decided they were going to be married, they decided they would marry here as soon as possible, I suppose, after the end of the war in August 45. And that meant his parents couldn't attend. And so that's quite poignant to read the letters from my grandparents wishing him well and thanking him for the letters they've had from Molly and how they, you know, they, yeah. she sounds lovely and all the rest yeah. of it. And so her mother was able to attend the wedding, and as I said before, KG gave her away. Her sisters, her younger sisters who were still in Spain, that's Joey and Betty and Sylvia, came to the wedding. And hundreds of other people. Everybody from, I don't know, about three different security sections, yeah. people from different messes, people from old Gibraltarian families that my mother knew.
Do you have any lists of those?
I have got a list of the wedding guests yeah. and I will include that, yes. And so the only person alive that I'm aware of who was at the wedding was Marjorie Hoare, who was a teenager at the time, and she's still alive in Gibraltar. She's a patron of the Gibraltar Heritage Trust. I met her last year, but this year she's in Madeira, which she tries to do every year because she was evacuated to Madeira and she fell in love with it. So she goes back a lot.